Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Talking golf, 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's us. That's what we do every week right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. We got everything teed up and ready to go today. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with the Duke, Robert DeCosa, in Master Control. Hello, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being the most important part of what we do. What we do each and every Sunday is talk golf, and today we'll do that with two really good guests and two golf experts that we haven't had on the show for quite a while, but they're back today. Up first, Debbie O'Connell. Debbie is an LPGA golf professional, motivational speaker, an author. She does a lot of things, wears a lot of hats, and she's getting ready to launch a new program designed to improve your competitive mindset to help you play better golf. And who doesn't like that? Debbie O'Connell will tell us all about the 5-day challenge today, right here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, we will dig into the business of golf with Jack Dillon. Jack's been in the golf industry forever. He knows the business inside out, and we'll be looking at all the pros and cons of golf as Jack Dillon joins us today to look at the state of golf 2024. He'll be with us today right here on Tee to Green.
Early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show. It's Tee to Green, now on Sirius Channel 217, XM Channel 203, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere with the brand new Sirius XM app, the SXM app. I'm Jay Ritchie, teeing it up with Debbie O'Connell, talking golf today right here on Tee to Green.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, and on your smartphone. It's TD Green. It's the Golf Show. Hi, everyone. Back with you for another edition. I'm Jay Ritchie in Master Control. It's the Duke, Robert DeCosa, at the controls today. And, boy, do we have a great show lined up for you. Later in the hour, we'll talk to Jack Dillon. Jack is a guy who's been around the golf industry for something like 40 years as a coach, consultant, author. He's worked for a number of the top golf companies, and he's always good to get on the show to talk about the golf business and where it's at right now. He's got a good sense. He keeps his thumb on the pulse of the golf business, and we'll get the State of the State address from Jack Dillon on golf today here later in the hour on Tee to Green. Our first guest standing by, ready to go from the Tee to Green guest line. It's been a while since we talked to Debbie O'Connell. As I mentioned in the open, Debbie wears a lot of hats. She is a author. Her best known work is a book called Golf Positive, Live Positive. She's a motivational life coach, keynote speaker, LPGA professional. And she's got a new project she's going to be starting in just a few weeks here called the 5-Day Challenge, designed to improve your mindset and play better golf. What's that all about? Well, let's find out as we welcome back to Tee to Green today, Debbie O'Connell. Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I am fantastic, Jay. Thank you so much for having me back. I always enjoy spending some time with you.
Yeah, I apologize for not getting you on sooner. It's been a while. I was looking through our list of guests here recently, but you actually made my life easier this week by calling me and saying, Jay, hey, it's been a while since I've been on your show. Can I come back? So we like that. That's easy.
Well, it's always great to talk with you, and this is such an amazing show that it's a thrill for me to be part of it.
Before we talk golf, this time of year, everybody's wrapped up in March Madness and the college basketball, men's and women's NCAA basketball championship. Something I didn't know about you that you brought up in our conversation when we were talking the other day is you actually played in the women's Final Four. That's pretty good.
I did. It was so exciting. And every time March Madness comes around, I go back to the memories of 1986, and I was in the Final Four. It was Cheryl Miller's senior year at USC, and they were there, and Tennessee was there, of course, with Pat Summitt, and Texas was the powerhouse that year. They beat us in the semifinals and went on to win it. And we played at the Rupp Arena in Kentucky. Kentucky, who got upset already in the men's bracket. But it's so fun to think back on that. And that, too, it's all mental, isn't it? You know, when it comes down the line with those free throws, we know it's the brain that is going to be a big part of it, besides all the training and practice and, of course, how you run your plays and how you outsmart the other team. So it's so exciting, you know, so many of the men's games, it doesn't matter the ranking, Jay, right? It's they're close and there's upsets. And the women, I think there's only been one upset. But, of course, with the women this year, Caitlin Clark is the talk of the town for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, you were a lady topper, the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, and you lost to Texas, who went on to win it that year, did they not?
They did. They did. And it was really a close game at times, and then they would get ahead, and then we'd come back, and then they'd get ahead again. So they did go on to win it. It was exciting, though, the number of fans we had, obviously being in Kentucky, but people fly in. I mean, Tennessee had so many, and Texas, USC, people flew in from all over. It's an experience that I think of every once in a while, and especially this time of year, and I was just so blessed to be a part of an amazing team, an amazing program under Paul Sandiford.
Yeah, I think you are the first guest that we've had on TD Green in all these years that can actually brag that they played in the NCAA championship basketball tournament. So congrats on that. I'm sorry you guys didn't win. Three of those four teams, the other teams, Texas and Tennessee, and who was the other, Southern Cal? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're all in the women's tournament this year, are they not?
I believe so.
Yeah, they all qualified.
I believe so. Yeah. How about
all right,
that?
Well,
isn't that amazing?
That's pretty cool. Speaking now, you went from that to golf. Tell us about the transition. How did that happen?
Well, really interesting. Both my parents played, but not very often. And, you know, we didn't belong to a country club. We didn't grow up in that kind of lifestyle. I played the other sports. I played softball, I played basketball, and we bowled. I was a bowler as well. And I played a couple times with my parents, and I enjoyed it, but it was still just kind of a fun thing. I maybe played three times, and one of those times was with my basketball coach. And he mentioned to the golf coach, you know, Debbie can hit a golf ball. So after the season, my junior year, She said, hey, I hear you can hit a golf ball. And I said, well, yeah, I can make contact. I'm very athletic. My uncle played in the majors. My dad's a great athlete. My mom's a great athlete. So it was pretty natural for me. And she said, well, come out to the course tomorrow. And I was like, all right. And I'm thinking she's going to give me a little lesson. We'll hit some balls. She said, we're going to play. And I was like, what do you mean we're going to play? I said, show me how to hold it. Hold this club. I have no idea. So whatever she told me, Jay, I crushed it down the middle. You know, this was like, you're so relaxed, you know, and I'm sure many of the listeners sometimes go out there with no expectations, really relaxed, just let it swing. And don't you all play better? That's how we know it's mindset, because the times we try too hard and really want it, wow, our brain does get in the way, doesn't it?
And that
so
probably,
I went on and played that day. And then she said to me, come back tomorrow. And
there
I was
you
like,
go.
Okay. So then she said, we have a golf tournament coming up in 3 weeks. It's the best five scorers out of six players. Right now, I only have five players on the team. Do you want to be our sixth? Now, imagine that. Listen, you have golfers listening to this show. 3 weeks of golf practice and preparing and going into a college golf tournament. Like, if I knew anything about golf at the time, I would have said, you're crazy. Golf takes longer than that. I'm not doing it. But I was like, well, do you think I can? And she said, sure. I don't know what she was thinking at the time. But I did. I went and played in a college golf tournament. And it was fun. It was nerve-wracking. It was fun. I had all kinds of emotions. So that kind of hooked me.
That probably was nothing compared to the pressure of playing point guard in the NCAA Final Four.
Well, yes and no. The difference with basketball and golf is once the game starts, there's really no time to think, right? The only time is, and I've been in those situations, needing to make free throws to tie a game, you know,
right.
Leading, yeah. You know, those situations. I've been in those in high school and in college. In golf, there's so much time to think, and you're not reacting to the situation. You create the movement, right? You are starting the movement. And then right after the shot, there's more time to think. Where in basketball, you can throw up an air ball, but you better get back on defense and play hard, right? So there's no time to beat yourself up, which a lot of people do. So the big differences in there in the type of mental game, for sure. And also, when you're exercising, you're releasing so many empowering neurochemicals, you know, epinephrine, norepinephrine, endorphins, like serotonin, dopamine, all these great neurochemicals, which are, you know, positive, kind of happy drugs. You get in the zone easier when you're running around exercise. So even when you have that free throw, you can tend to be a bit more focused as opposed to walking on a golf course or even being in a golf cart.
And so it's not a big leap then as far as getting your mind in the right place, your mindset in the right place when you're competing, whether it's golf or whether it's basketball.
Well, any mindset part is a big leap, and I compare golf more similarly to bowling, where I was a very good bowler, and I was struggling to have a 300 game, which is perfect 12 strikes in a row, because I would get so nervous. And I had this limiting belief that if you were nervous, you couldn't perform well. And I got that from watching Wide World of Sports when I was a kid, right? The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. If you remember that ad for that show. And they would say whenever the athlete succeeded in a real high-pressure situation, wow, they have ice in their veins.
Yeah.
You know,
Debbie,
and then if they failed, it was the pressure.
We need to take a break, but Debbie O'Connell is our guest today on Tee to Green. We'll continue with her on the other side right after this.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Golfers, listen, because we speak their language every Sunday right here on Tee to Green, the golf show. The language is golf. How you doing? I'm Jay Ritchie. It's great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk to Jack Dillon about the state of golf business-wise in 2024. We continue right now with Debbie O'Connell, author of the book Golf Positive, Live Positive. She's a motivational life coach, noted keynote speaker. Despite not taking up golf until college, she's an LPGA professional. And in just a few weeks, she will launch a new program called the 5-Day Challenge, designed to improve your competitive mindset and play better golf. And who doesn't like that? Debbie is with us right now. We continue with her from our first segment. Deb, the 5-Day Challenge, let's talk about that. What is it? How does it work?
It's all about conquering your golf mind. And if you're watching Full Swing on Netflix and you've seen season 2, episode 3 called Mind Game, you understand how important our mental game is in golf. I mean, it's important in life too, but everything happening in life, it seems like it mirrors on the golf course. And Wyndham Clark is highlighted along with Joel Damon. And what a contrast. Joel is in this negative self-talk, and maybe some listeners can relate. You know, I stink, I suck, I can't putt, I can't hit an iron anywhere near I want to, and then I can't putt afterwards. So that's Joel. And then Wyndham was in this negative situation as well, and when he first got on the tour, thought he was just going to have tons of success, and that's not what happened. And he found he trained his mind over the years of belittling himself. He would just talking negatively constantly. He went to a sports psychologist. 6 months after he started with her, he won his first PGA Tour event 5 years after being on tour, and then 2 tournaments later, won his first major, the U.S. Open. So the power of the mind. So my 5-day challenge is called Conquer Your Golf Mind, so you can shatter your mental obstacles and play your best golf. And I've had people within that 5 days literally go out and shoot their best score they've had in 20 years. Or one lady had a hole in one and a gentleman after the challenge dropped his handicap by 6. I mean, it's just been incredible how working on one part of the game, the mental game, can improve every part of your game.
Yeah, that almost sounds too good to be true, but we know that it works. Where do you start with something like this? What's the first step?
The first step in signing up, or the first step in actually changing the mindset?
Actually changing the mindset.
Absolutely. So one is awareness. We want to have you understand the thoughts and emotions that you're having that are getting in the way, right? So if you're saying things like, I stink at this, right? And after every shot, you're getting angry. So your emotions are important too. It's very telling. So the thoughts, the emotions that you're having, what's the reality? Let's create some awareness. And then in this 5-day challenge, I help you understand those and realize that so much of it is about your beliefs. Like what I mentioned, my limiting belief in bowling was and golf and sports is I couldn't succeed if I was nervous. So if you have limiting beliefs, I can't compete out here, or I have to play well so I belong, or the perfectionist. So we want to figure out the challenge, and then we take steps to move forward to shatter the mental obstacles, understand after we understand from where it's coming.
So the biggest obstacle then is seems to be just getting out of your own way, right?
Oh, 100%. That's been my philosophy for years in teaching golf, you know, just even the physical skills, right? If we can relax a little more, get out of our own way, we allow ourselves to make a better swing. Same thing mentally. We need to get out of our own way. There's one component I want to share with everybody if I have a moment. It's taking responsibility. So many people, this is the perfect example, will blame bad play or a shift in their game on slow play. So everything's going great. I'm a fast player. My tempo, everything is fantastic. And then I hit a wall, there's slow play. And they blame the bad play from there forward on slow play. Well, what happens with that, Jay, is you're actually disempowering yourself. It's like you're in the passenger of the golf cart now and just going for the ride because you're blaming it on something outside of yourself. That's being in effect. You're affected by that rather than taking the responsibility and saying, okay, how do I react? How can I react to this? So everyone write this down. If you're listening, it could change golf for you. E plus R equals O. So when there's an event like slow play, a lot of times the outcome, we automatically think bad event, bad outcome. But what we want to remember in there is there's the plus R, which is how you react. And that's the mental part of the game. How will I react in the situation so I can continue to play my best? And that means you're then going to cause the outcome you want. So we help you, you know, shatter the mental obstacle that was causing you to blame other things outside you, to get angry and frustrated in golf.
E plus R equals O. Yes, that's easy to remember, too. That's good. Debbie O'Connell is with us. Her program, a new program called a 5-Day Challenge, will start in just a few weeks, designed to improve your mindset and play better golf. Okay, so you stopped all the negative self-talk. You are stopping the self-sabotaging that's going on. You're finally getting out of your own way. How do you keep that going during the round and keep it positive?
One is paying attention to your post-shot reaction. So right after you swing, when you react to a shot that doesn't go your way, you want to stay neutral or positive. You know, one of my clients, she's been amazing. She dropped her handicap by 10 shots. She actually is right now her lowest weight she's ever been. So not only is there a benefit, when you shift your mindset, it makes your whole life better. It's amazing. So the post-shot reaction, she says, that's interesting. Now, and it's true, it's real. She doesn't have to fight it because we understood what was happening in that subconscious mind of hers. And it was actually what we bring from our old beliefs. Like if you look at Wyndham Clark, when I was watching that episode, his sports psychologist said he had so much anger and loss and grief because his first 5 years on tour were not what he expected. But if you look deeper in that, and my guess is, although it wasn't mentioned, just being a mindset expert, the grief and loss was really because his mom passed away when he was in college.
So he did
get some therapy, but they went deeper. And so the deeper things in our subconscious mind actually show up in golf. And that's where I help. So it's a little bit deeper. I mean, the mental game stuff, many, many people teach that. You know, take a deep breath, visualize your shot, stay positive, think positively. Step in there, get in focus, stay laser focused, good positive post-shot reaction, stay in gratitude. Lexi Thompson was working with a sports psychologist. She's in the U.S. Open in 2021. She has a 5-shot lead on Sunday at the end of the front nine. And she makes the turn, I think, on a 10. After 10, she had a 4-shot lead. She double bogeyed 11. She bogeyed 14. She has 2 par 5s. And if you know Lexi at all, she hits the ball so far. Mm-hmm. She misses the birdie putt on 16, bogeys 17. So she had a 5-shot lead with 9 holes to play, and she blew it. the first 3.5 rounds, she kept talking about, oh, I'm in gratitude. I'm being so positive. I'm not hard on myself anymore. You know, so thankful I'm working with my sports psychologist. But something happened that back nine. That's where I help people, because I figure out what's going on in the subconscious mind and tie it all together. And the results have been incredible with my clients. One gal, I did the 5-day challenge. She won the club championship that year. She's like, I was never even close to winning the club championship before. But what a difference. She was one who would slam clubs. She was angry all the time playing golf, and we shifted that for her, and she went on to win the club championship. So mental game, I think everyone would agree, golf is a mental game. You know, every pro will say it. There's more quotes on the mental game of golf than anything else, I think. That's where the power lies. So if you want to improve your game, you know, wouldn't you agree that if you work on this one part in 5 days, and I actually guarantee it, I have a money-back guarantee. I mean, how often do you hear that in a golf lesson type thing? If you don't improve, I'll give you your money back.
And how do I sign up? Where do I sign up?
Oh, fantastic. So I have a phone number. You can text the word yes, Y-E-S, because you're saying yes to yourself and yes to your game and yes to I want to have more fun on that golf course, to 727-339-0106. 727-339-0106. The price of it's only $97. So for less than the cost of one golf lesson, you can improve your whole game in 5 days. Guaranteed.
727-339-0106, the 5-day challenge, Debbie O'Connell. Debbie, that's been great. I knew you'd hit it out of the park again today, and you did. We'll have to do this again, and we won't wait as long to do it again the next time.
Well, I look forward to it, Jay. It's easy chatting with you. You're the best in the industry.
Debbie O'Connell with us today here on Tee to Green, 727-339-0106.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
News, it's interviews, and lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday right here as we talk golf on TD Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie. Before we get to our next guest, Jack Dillon, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine about Colorado's premier golf discount program. It's called the Green Saver. For over 25 years, Green Saver has helped golfers save thousands on green fees, golf products, and other golf services. It's available in book or mobile format, and you can save with two-for-ones, half-off, other discounted green fees, free cart rentals. Plus, there are also discounts on retail lessons, on club fittings, travel, and much, much more. All of that for just $49. Tired of paying too much for golf? Well, never pay full price to golf again. The 2024 Green Saver gives you more courses, more offers, more value, and less restrictions than any golf discount program in Colorado. So the more you play, the more you save. For just $49, experience some great golf without breaking the bank. Plus, all Green Saver members now get a free membership to Brew Saver, which is Colorado's beer, wine, and spirits discount program. For more information or to order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. All right, let's go back to the Tee to Green guest line and welcome Jack Dillon back to the show. Like Debbie O'Connell, our first guest, it's been a while since we've had Jack on. Jack has spent decades in the golf business as a coach, consultant, author. He's worked for some of the biggest companies in golf, and it's always fun to talk to him about the state of the golf industry and golf business, and we're going to do that today with Jack Dillon here on Tee to Green. Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Jay, hey, good morning. How are you, sir?
We are good. How's the golf business? It seems like rounds are up, tee sheets are full, more women, kids, and minorities playing than ever before. The growth of indoor off-course golf is just soaring. Is that kind of the end of the story right there? We can go home and all, you know, be fat, sassy, and happy?
I think so. You just stole my thunder there. Yes, absolutely. You just gave every headline. It absolutely is on fire. Thanks to COVID, beginning in June of 2020, the game lit up, and it hasn't stopped. It's been quite amazing because anytime you've been around this industry for decades and decades and you've been trying to drive new players, and then one day you wake up and a virus does all the work for you, obviously, no one wanted the virus, but the results for the game have been amazing, and it still is amazing 3 years later.
Yeah, but with all of those issues, the rounds being up, tee sheets being full, come some other problems, and one of the main things is, okay, we've been down this road before. How do we keep these players playing golf?
Yeah, but I think we have some issues that we didn't have years ago when the game was growing, whether that was in the 60s or the 90s. Today we have an issue with costs. We have an issue with trying to bring talent to the game. And we have an issue with boomers. If you know, every day 10,000 people turn 65, which is great for playing because these boomers are going to stop working full-time. And they're going to have a lot of time on their hands, and they're going to play more golf. The downside of that is that with 78 million people aging out of the workforce, some of those people are aging out of golf. And so talent is hard to find some days in golf courses around the country.
One of the things that we're seeing, you know, we can talk about pros and cons. On the con side,
T-sheets are full, but something that's popped up recently and has been in the headlines, too, especially this week out in Los Angeles, all of these black market tea times that are popping up. That's
yeah,
not good.
You know, it's anytime something gets popular, you bring money to that industry, you bring new people to that industry, and certainly golf has a lot of new investment, a lot of new brands, but you also have people who are looking at the dark side, and that's part of that. I don't know a lot about that story, but in any issue where you have popularity, you have all kind of constituencies trying to get their share.
Yeah, I think that's something that golf going forward is going to have to deal with. What about soaring green fees? It's getting pretty expensive to play, too.
It is, and I think a lot of golf course operators and owners are looking at a golf course like a hotel, and if they have 80% occupancy, well, they're going to raise the rates on that room. And it's the same thing happening in rounds of golf. With full tee sheets, as you said earlier, people are trying to get more dollars because, again, there's only so many tee times on a tee sheet for the day. There's only so many days in a week, and so obviously operators are trying to bring everything they can to the bottom line. Now, the other side of that, Jay, is that costs to maintain the golf course have also risen exponentially. So in some cases, the cost of a round of golf is that way simply because cost, whether it's for talent, whether it's for keeping up the greens and the golf course, is also much, much higher than it was even 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, the labor costs and maintenance costs and things like that that golf courses everywhere are being forced to deal with right now.
Exactly.
Not just here, just here in the U.S.
But at the same time, I can tell you from speaking to operators every week, in private clubs, there's a waiting list that sometimes lasts for years and years for membership. So, again, it's a great time. As you said earlier, there's more girls playing, there's more juniors playing, and women have gone from 20% of rounds to over 30% of rounds in the country. So it's been a major time for growth, and yes, we have to do a good job of managing that growth and hopefully sustaining that. And the toughest thing is creating that loyalty and maintaining that loyalty.
Yeah, it all comes down to supply and demand, I guess. Isn't that the best way to describe it?
Certainly, but golf still has its downsides. It's still the cost of playing. It's the tough frustration in learning the game, and it's the tough frustration of playing a game that hasn't gone away.
Jack Dillon with us today here on Tee to Green. Jack, let's go back to the cost real quick here before we move on from that. And it's getting so expensive to play. You mentioned more and more boomers retiring now on fixed incomes. Are you concerned, like I hear from a lot of people my age being a boomer, that it's getting so expensive it may force a lot of people out, or they price them out and they're unable to keep playing?
I think there's part of that, Jay, and understand that golf is just another part of your entertainment dollar. And with pickleball becoming an amazingly popular sport in almost overnight, I mean, there's 36 million Americans playing pickleball on a week-to-week basis. So that's grabbing some of the attention, certainly some of the dollars, especially from people your age and my age. But we, again, have to do a better job of value of I think instruction, and I think of just building more entertainment into a round of golf, because that's what golf is turning into. It's gone from a sport of competition and friendship to a sport of competition, friendship, and entertainment. And I think we have to do a better job based on the property of bringing more value and more entertainment to the day, because yes, the cost of that day is higher.
The entertainment part comes in, especially off-course golf and indoor golf and all the golf simulators, which they seem to be getting it maybe more so than the green grass courses.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been an amazing growth segment. I mean, for example, Five Iron Golf, a company out of New York, just had an infusion of another $20 million investment from a hospitality brand. And that's in addition to the investment that Callaway Golf made in 2021. So the great advantage of simulator golf or indoor golf is that you can come in and play it before work, you can come in and play it during lunch, or you can come in and play it after work, and it takes up an hour and a half or 2 hours of your time versus almost a whole half a day of going to the golf course and playing 18 holes.
Are they taking a lot of golfers away from the actual green grass courses?
No, I think they're actually augmenting it right now. Now, in time, you can ask that question down the road and see what that answer is. But no, not right now. It's an augment to it, and it's just helping the popularity, and it's helping the people with some additional money to spend more time around the game and more time swinging their clubs.
Well, with Jack Dillon, we're talking about the state of golf in 2024. Let's go back to the women, kids, and minorities who have really flocked to golf, especially after the pandemic. Is golf doing enough to keep those people involved in playing?
I think there's a lot of the leadership that is doing a much better job in that. For example, the PGA of America is creating a lot of programs for diversity, for kids, and for women. There's a lot of groups building more women's programs, and the brands are building more products to help women and juniors play more golf. Again, the issue is cost, but there's more accessibility and there's more availability than ever before, in my opinion.
What are you hearing from the you talk to people in the business, movers and shakers in golf? What are you hearing from them? Are they aware, all the things we just talked about for the last 10 minutes or so, are they on top of that? Are they aware, or are they just sort of going along and opening the doors and hoping people show up?
No, they're very aware. I'm speaking to certainly several brand leaders over the course of a week for the last several months. They're very concerned about the cost of things. For example, the most popular golf ball is now $7 or $8 higher than it was just 4 years ago per dozen. So all costs are up. Shipping is up. And the manufacturing costs are up. So, yes, leaders are very concerned about what it costs to build something, what it costs to retail something, and, you know, what that'll do to rounds of golf as we go forward.
So I lost my train of thought there. I was going to ask you, do you think there's a tipping point or a breaking point? Are we getting close to it?
You know, I would have said that a year ago, Jay, that we hit it, but here we are a year later and costs continue to rise and we're not there yet. But I don't see it. Rounds of golf last year were up 4%. For example, in December alone, because the weather was so great, rounds of golf were up 23% alone in the month of December. So everything, all the arrows are still pointing up and all the lights are still painted green. And it's an amazing time. And again, as you said earlier, we just have to do a much better job of managing the growth and managing the opportunity and bringing more programs and ideas to the game than we have done maybe in the last several decades.
Seems like every time you turn around, there's a Top Golf or a new 5-iron golf springing up just around the corner. But are we going to see, to accommodate the demand, are we going to see a growth, do you think, or a spurt here in new golf courses?
Well, it's funny you say that, because rounds of golf are way up, yet golf courses are obviously less. The numbers are less than they were 20 years ago because a lot of golf courses went away. But there is some growth. There is a growth spurt, but it's really happening at the high end, Jay, at the very high end, and that's where we see it today.
All right. Jack Dillon with us today here on Tee to Green. Jack, it's been fun chatting with you, as it always is. And we'll get you back on. We won't wait a couple of years to do that again. How's that sound?
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you for your time and your insight as well. Jack Dillon with us today here on Tee to Green. We'll take a break and be right back. Not done yet. Going to wrap it up after this here on Tee to Green.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship.
800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf. And boy, another hour just flying by today here on TD Green. Not done yet, though. Let's check out what's happening on the pro tours this week. The ladies, the LPGA Tour, Southern California for the LA Open at Palos Verdes Golf Club. And Allison Lee and Jenny Shin tied for the lead at 9 under par going into the final round today. But 12 golfers within four shots of the leaders, including Nelly Korda, who's at 7 under in a big group there. Big group at 6 under, including Allison Corpuz, the U.S. Open champ, and Leona Maguire and company at 5 under, four shots off the lead in Los Angeles. Senior Tour champions, Hoag Classic in Newport Beach in Southern California. Padraig Harrington, 12 under par. Thong Jaidi at 11 under. And then Miguel Angel Jimenez, Woody Austin, and Paul Broadhurst are 3 back at 9 under. Steve Stricker in a group 4 back at 8 under par. The PGA Tour on the other side of the country, Palm Harbor, Florida, the Copperhead Golf Course for the Valspar Championship. Keith Mitchell, 10 under par, 2 shots better than Seamus Power, Peter Malnati, and Mackenzie Hughes. Cam Young, Brendan Todd, and Chandler Phillips at 7 under, 3 back, heading into the final round today. You can catch it on NBC. The LIV Tour is idle today. There's no golf on the LIV Champions Tour. And our thanks today to our two guests, Jack Dillon, for joining us, and along with Debbie O'Connell. By the way, let's give you that number for Debbie O'Connell and the 5-day challenge one more time. If you're interested, you can text YES to 727-339-0106. Text yes to 727-339-0106. Debbie will definitely take care of you. That's it for the show. Appreciate you joining us. Thanks to Robert Decoz in Master Control. I'm Jay Ritchie. Till next time, hit 'em long. Hit 'em straight.